Coming directly from this hymn, we have entitled our remarks this morning, Our Hope and Expectation. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. We're going to read verses 14 to 28. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Today's exhortation and memorial remarks are going to be hymn-based today. We're going to look at the hymn that we just sang, hymn 204. And then we will compare that to some verses that we just read. We will see many similarities in working, in wording, and concept. We know that all of our hymns are scripture-based, some verbatim in their phrasing, and some by thought. So when we sing our hymns, we are offering praise, thanks, and worship to our Heavenly Father. We are singing of our hope. We want to go through the hymn to look at the scriptures that convey a similar thought. This hymn is one that's very familiar to us all. The hymn starts off with an invitation of hope. We as saints, or as in the reading, termed sons, children, and heirs, are in a time of despair. Fear and darkness are all around us, and many times catches us up in its fury. We are, after all, only human and subject to the frailties of the flesh. It has been about 2,000 years since he said this in Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. And the angels in Christ's ascension echoed this in Acts 1. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go in heaven. 2,000 years. I come quickly, he says. But we wait in earnest anticipation. Our hope sits in patience. But don't despair, the hymn continues. There is a knowledge of the times. There are words of hope crying out, the light is near. We are put into action. Up, awake. We're watching, we're fighting, we're wrestling for the faith, offering prayers for help and forgiveness. For our time, brethren, is running out. We have to get our houses in order. Like the virgins mentioned in our hymn, we have things to do. Tending to God's Word, working in the household of faith with constant vigilance, listening for the watcher's words, and then we hear it. He is near. He is near. Our long-lived hope. The creature waiting in expectation. A bit fearful, but joy overcomes that. The light of the sun is just breaking through the darkness. How we have longed for this moment. Time spoken of since the beginning. The promises we know will be fulfilled. Yahweh Himself has promised this. The earth will be redeemed. And the glory of God will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. This is what this hymn describes. Let's now look at a few verses. We know the world around us lives in constant fear. Fear of wars, fears of attack, fears of financial ruin. Fear, fear, fear abounds around us. Without hope, what else is there today? Luke 21:26 tells us, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The political powers, the various things of the core of society is being shaken today. And men are fearful. The faithful should not live in fear. As it says, let faith cast out your fear. Because, brethren, we have hope. We have something more than just this. If we didn't, our hearts might be failing us as well. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 19 tells us, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of men, all men, most miserable. Hebrews 6:19, Paul tells us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. The hope we have anchors us. It holds us still. Not being worried about being dashed against the rocks. It holds us. It anchors us in place. Darkness is the order of the day. Ezekiel 34, verse 12 says, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And Peter tells us this in 2 Peter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. We live in darkness, and it is all around us. But this dark is departing for us, brethren, because the morning light is near. Day will dawn, and the day star shall come. The end of verse 1 says, up, pray, and watch, and wrestle. But we must be watching for the signs. We've had a lot of exhortations lately about the ending days. But we must be watchful. We must be attentive. We must have knowledge of the things that are coming upon this earth and coming soon, we feel. In Matthew chapter 24, we're told this in verses 42 to 44. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Pray, watch, and wrestle. We must be watching. 1 Corinthians 16:13 tells us, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. Stand fast in the faith. It's difficult today, isn't it? From what's going on in our own brotherhood, the forces around us, sometimes they're smothering. Quit you like men. Be strong. It's hard, brethren. But we should be encouraged by the signs of the times. We should look around us and see, yeah, this is what the Bible, this is what God was telling us would happen before His Son would appear. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. In verse 2 of our hymn, he talks about the virgins, basically. This is an iteration. The lamps are burning, replenishing them with oil. We all know the story. The oil and the lamp. Exodus 27:20, we're told, and thou shalt, or they were told, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to always burn, or to burn always. In Psalms, David tells us this in Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Matthew 25, we're told, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They were ready. Light would shine through the darkness for them. It would be a preemptor of the light that would come. Lamp that burns always. Isaiah 62, verse 1, we read, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Replenish in our lamps. Our lights in this dark world requires the oil, pure olive oil, beaten, small, and pure, which is representative of God's Word. But we have to work for the salvation. We listen to the watchers that are calling. He is near. Bridegroom cometh. In Matthew 25, verses 5 and 6, we read this, "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.'" Claiming the bridegroom near. Jeremiah 33 tells us this, "The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith Yahweh." Voice calls. It's our hope and expectation, brethren. Go meet him as he cometh with joy, if yet with a little bit of fear. Romans 8:19 from our reading says, "For the earnest expectation, the expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." Psalms, we read in 62:5, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." In Proverbs we read, "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." In Philippians 1:20 we read, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." An earnest expectation and my hope. David says in Psalms 16:8-9, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." Shall not be moved because of the anchor that He had. "Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope." Acts 28:20. "For this cause therefore have I called for you, to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain." Hope of Israel, the hope that we have, brethren. Romans 8:24-25. Again, going back to our reading. Says, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. But for what a man seeth, why doth yet he hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Our hope and expectation. The expectation of the bridegroom coming. "Ye saints who hear in patience, you tribulations bear, shall live and reign forever in bright millennial air. Around the throne of glory, the Lamb ye shall behold, in triumph sing before Him your praise with saints of old. Christ returns. In Zechariah 14:4, we're told, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall remove to the north and half to the south. Shall come and stand." Mark 13, "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming with cloud, in the clouds with great power and glory." In Revelation, in John, "And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." Our hope and expectation, Jesus, now appear. "Arise, thou Son, so longed for." 2,000 years almost. "So longed for, o'er this benighted spear. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that brings us unto Thee." The earth's redemption. In Psalm 78, we read, "And He built His sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth, which He has established forever." In 72:19, Psalms, "And blessed be His glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen." In Psalm 37, "For such as the blessed of Him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of Him shall be cut off." In Psalm 37:29, "The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever." Our hope and expectation, brethren, we plead to see. In Romans 8:28, we are told, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." And later on in the chapter that we did not finish reading, we are told this in verse 38 and 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Day of earth's redemption, our hope and expectation that we may be changed into a wonderful creation to serve our deity for all time. Let us not be separated from that. Let us not lose that precious hope. We will enter into our memorial portion with the singing of hymn 107. "A great high priest is come who stands in Aaron's place, who honoring the law established life and grace. The law through Moses' service came, but grace and truth by Jesus' name." Hymn 107. The Orlando Ecclesia's basis of fellowship is exclusively the unamended statement of faith, and we welcome those who believe and adhere to those doctrines and commandments stated therein. We are going to look at hymn 107 here in a minute, but let's first turn back to Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 1. We dealt in our exhortation about our hope and within our beliefs, outlining why we are hopeful and why we have an expectation of things to come. In this, we find the greatest reason, actually the only reason, if you think about it, for that hope, when we read verses 1 to 3. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Redemption before Christ had been based upon faith and the offering of a blood sacrifice. And then by following the law of Moses with the requirement of, and all of these, seen in the sacrifices and types in the law of the hope of the Messiah. In and of itself, the law could only bring long life in the land, for in Hebrews says, in Hebrews 10:4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. And in 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel says, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. These offerings in and of themselves would do nothing unless there was understanding, unless there was faith, unless there was knowledge that accompanied these things. Walking in the Spirit, being free from the law of sin and death. Only by Christ's death and through perfect obedience to His Father, and by His resurrection, because of that obedience, He indeed condemned sin in the flesh. So this passes to us. Romans 8, we'll read 4 through 11. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Once again, our hope and expectation that our mortal bodies will be changed, will be quickened into a glorious body. In hymn 107, we're told, a great high priest is come, who stands in Aaron's place, who honoring the law established life and grace. The law through Moses' service came, but grace and truth by Jesus' name. He once temptation knew that he might truly find a fellow feeling true with every tempted mind. In every point, our head was tried like us, and then for us, he died. He died but lives alway, and in the holy stands to plead for saints who pray to hold up failing hands. Our advocate abides in heaven that erring saints may be forgiven. We other priests deny and laws and offerings too, but none but the priest on high the mighty work can do. Through him then all our praise be given, who pleads his household's cause in heaven. Christ is doing the work of high priest now. He waits until the time appointed, the time of our hope and the time of our expectation. You have your hymn books there. Turn to hymn 127. We are going to sing this at close, but I want to read it now. Wake, awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying. Awake, Jerusalem, at last. Midnight hears the welcome voices and at the thrilling cry rejoices. Come forth, ye virgins, night is past. The bridegroom comes, awake. Your lambs with gladness take. Hallelujah. And for his marriage feast prepare, for ye must go to meet him there. Zion hears the watchman singing, and all her heart with joy is springing. She wakes, she rises from her gloom. For her Lord comes down all glorious, the strong in grace and truth victorious. Her star is risen, her light is come. O come then, blessed Lord. O Jesus, Son of God. Hallelujah. We follow till the place we see where Thou hast bid us meet with Thee. We are here today to memorialize Jesus Christ. And we are given instructions on what we are to do each first day of the week. Matthew 26, starting at verse 26, we are told this. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it unto them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Will please stand and I'll ask our brother Sid Strickland if he will offer prayer for the bread.
Almighty Yahweh, Thou who art the creator and sustainer of all things, we humbly approach before Thy throne of grace once again to thank Thee for the multiple blessings that we enjoy from Thee each and every day. We thank Thee especially at this time for the blessing of Thy Son as a means whereby we have been given the opportunity to be reconciled unto Thee. We pray that You have been pleased with our efforts and our service, and that You will continue to bless us as we walk towards Thy kingdom. We realize that this hope has only been made possible through the loving and dedicated sacrifice of Thy Son. For out of love for Thee and obedience to Thy will, He fulfilled Thy bidding in every respect. And we pray that we would reflect that love for each other that He has so beautifully displayed unto us, that we may be ever mindful of our responsibilities to Thee, Thy Son, and to one another. We thank Thee for this bread, which we recognize as a symbol of His body. It was a body of flesh that He dedicated wholly unto Thee. And even though He was of Adamic descent, He had no personal transgression. He was completely obedient unto Thee. And as a result, our hope and His hope were established. We pray that You would hear our prayer of thanks and praise. Forgive us of the many things that we do amiss. For we offer our prayer and our praises and our thanksgiving unto Thee through Thy beloved Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Please stand, and we'll ask our brother Dave Pirtle if he will offer thanksgiving for the wine. We'll close our service with the singing of hymn 127, after which we'll ask our Brother Daniel if he will close with prayer. Wake, awake, for night is flying, the watchmen on the heights are crying, awake, Jerusalem, at last. Hymn 127. Remember the sign up.